With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump has some harsh words for the Senate's top Democrat.
Majority Leader Schumer last week called for new elections in Israel, accusing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of losing his way in the war against Hamas. Former President Trump agreed with Fox News host Howard Kurtz on Sunday that Schumer's words amount to the U.S. telling an ally how to run its government. There's no question about it, Trump said, adding that both the Democrats and President Biden are, in his words, bad for Israel. Netanyahu also hit back at Schumer, calling his remarks totally inappropriate, adding that, quote, we're not a banana republic. Bob Agner reporting.
In the meantime, Netanyahu has agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss the issue of the Rafah operation. Biden and Netanyahu spoke on the phone Monday for the first time in about a month. Also at SRNnews.com, Vladimir Putin extending his reign over Russia in a landslide so-called election. The outcome never really in doubt. Correspondent Jim Heintz reports there's much speculation on what Putin will do after winning 87% of the votes.
There's speculation that Russia could attempt some sort of test of NATO's resolve by launching an attack on a NATO country, not necessarily with troops, but possibly through cyber attacks.
Federal prosecutors have painted one-time British tech star Mike Lynch as the ruthless mastermind of an $11 billion deal that defrauded Silicon Valley pioneer Hewlett-Packard, but his attorney depicted him as a, quote, visionary who was made a scapegoat for the desperate buyer's bad decision. This is SRN News. Arkansas is no longer allowing residents to use X instead of male or female on a driver's license.
Since 2010, Arkansas has allowed transgender residents to use X on driver's licenses and state-issue ID cards. But the state has announced changes that reverse that practice. Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls the move common sense. In a news release, she said Arkansas, quote, will not endorse nonsense as long as she's governor. Jeremy House, SRN News.
In his State of the Union address, President Biden said opponents of Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women, but the head of the SBA Pro-Life America argues it's the president and Democrats who underestimate the power of women. Marjorie Dannenfelser says 60% of women who've had an abortion wish they hadn't. This is SRN News. A former California Republican Congressman John Campbell says there's a lot of bad news looming today behind all of the good news we're hearing about the nation's economy.
This is the cross currents that are going on in the economy right now, that a lot of the quote unquote headline numbers, unemployment's still below 4%, gross domestic product is still growing. People are still spending money. People in general still have cash.
And he adds, life is about to get much harder for many Americans, despite the strong, so-called strong economic reports we've been hearing about.
So you have all that good news going on out there, but then there's a lot of bad news on the other side, which is this inflation and the fact that people's incomes are more and more being eaten up by inflation, and that unemployment is actually ticking up.
Campbell was appearing on the Salem Radio Network. More details at SRNnews.com.